Come north or south, don't wish no west. Just get in your car and you'll head for the best. Wherever you are calling her
Your host, Ted Steele, reminding you that north, south, east, or west, Monitor 68 brings you the best. In comedy, less than 3 minutes from now, you'll hear Bob Hope performing at the new Madison Square Garden. In sports, Mel Allen with the latest sports news and scores. Later in this half hour, an exciting report from the world of automobile racing. Right now, Monitor Music, The Cousins, If You Could Only Be Me. Madison Square Garden on 8th Avenue in New York City officially closed its doors Tuesday night after playing host to the last attraction of its eventful 43-year history, the Westminster Dog Show. The new garden, above Pennsylvania Station, and the latest of four structures that have borne that name, opened formally last Sunday. Master of Ceremonies Bob Hope was on hand and, as usual, had him rolling in the aisles. Here's Bob with some of the remarks that brightened the occasion.
It's a wonderful thing to be here, ladies and gentlemen, for this opening at the Astrodome East. Wonderful, beautiful sight. And it's a beautiful ceiling. It's supported by 48 steel cables, so you can all relax. They got a great buy on them right after that bridge in Ohio stopped using. I want to tell you one thing. They sure have a crazy set of trains in the basement. This place is built over the Pennsylvania Station, and I wish they told me. This morning I walked into the wrong dressing room and wound up in Jersey City. How about the restrictions they put on travel overseas? You know, it's quite a problem. It's too expensive to travel, and we can't afford to stay here. They're going to allow $7 a day. Have you seen the new travel posters? Thumb your way through glamorous, exotic Spanish Harlem. Oh, please think of all the great things you can do in Paris on $7 a day. Like get off the plane, tip the porter, and go right home again. $7 a day. In France, they shortchange you more than that. Well, I guess the tax is fair enough. After all, we civilians at home have it pretty easy compared to our fighting candidates in New Hampshire. George Romney has been showing the natives how good he is on skis up there, and Romney's only crashed into one man, and he says that was an accident. And Dick Nixon's having the ski removed tomorrow. And I want to tell you, Dick Nixon's really determined. The other night they showed the birds on television, and Nixon demanded equal time. George Wallace is running very strong. You would, too, with some of the people he has chasing him. And Rockefeller keeps insisting he won't run. All I know is somebody ordered towels marked his and Happy Bird's. Bobby Kennedy said he was giving Johnson his full support in 68. Of course, right after he said it, he went to confession. Thank you very much.
Monitor now making the transition from mirth to music. Here's Michelle Lee and L. David Sloan.
L. David Sloan. Leave me alone. I'm begging for a chance to forget you. So maybe I can start anew. L. David Sloan. I'm at a point where my resistance can be destroyed by your insistence. L. David Sloan, give me a break. Save a girl a heartache. Let me learn to hate you. Let me tear your letter before I ever read them. And when the phone is ringing, let me walk away and laugh. L. David Sloan.
Sports briefs. The three gold medals by France's Jean-Claude Keely in alpine skiing were the most won by anyone in the 1968 Winter Olympics, which wind up tomorrow. Five other athletes won two gold medals. Tomorrow's final event will be the 90-meter ski jump. And today, Norway's Bjørn Wirkola demonstrated in practice that he was ready by getting off a leap of 342 and one half feet. You know, one of the hazards of being an Olympic athlete is dry, chapped lips. If he's racing down a tunnel of ice in a bobsled or flying across the ice in a speed skating event, the wind and cold can make his lips mighty sore. And sore lips need lip balm. Chapstick lip balm has been selected for use by the U.S. Olympic teams. And you know, Chapstick soothes and helps heal lips that are already chapped, too. If Chapstick can protect the champion skater's lips from the cold, it certainly ought to work for you. Buy a Chapstick today for everybody in the family and use it before you need it. The U.S. Olympic teams do.
Stay right here on NBC.
Because right here is where you'll be hearing from Mel Allen and the latest in sports. Coming up in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Sterling Yates, inviting you to swap an hour of your time for mine. Enjoy the funny business and find yourself a bargain. Mornings from 10 to 11 on Show and Sell.
For thousands of physically handicapped children, shut-in children, a door has been opened into the normal world of childhood, of doing, growing, learning. The door of the Development Training Center of the New York Philanthropic League is open to all handicapped children, no matter how severe their disability, no matter what their race or their creed. The League's door is their door to the future. You can keep it open by your gift to a League volunteer.
Monitor New York, WNBC, AM and FM, New York. Now, Mel Allen at the Monitor Sports Desk with a report on the day's sports headlines. Mel?
Thank you very much, Ted. Hello there, everybody. More controversy in the Winter Olympics today. Jean-Claude Killy of France was the third fastest man down the slopes in the slalom as he sought to wind up with the triple, the first since 1956. And he eventually wound up with a gold medal anyway, and so thus did join 1956 triple winner Tony Seiler of Austria as the only man, outside of Tony, of course, ever to post an alpine sweep. Keeley finished his second run today. You see, you run these events in two heats. With the lead time, he was first as a result of his best time in the first effort. Then he waited while the others tried to beat his time. Well, two did. Norway's Håkon Jern and Austria's Karl Schranz. Schranz apparently had the gold medal won. Then the controversy, as thick as the fog on the course, began. First of all, Jern was disqualified for missing a gate on his second run. So was Schranz, but there were unusual circumstances. Schranz's run was interrupted, he said, by the sudden looming of a policeman on the terribly fog-bound course. So he was given a second chance, finished with the fastest time, only this time to be disqualified for having missed a gate on his first or interrupted run. It seems a little confusing to you. You can imagine how it felt to Schranz, who protested. Austria protested. Austria plans now to protest at the International Ski Federation. As for the American, Spider Savage was fifth. 1964 bronze medalist Jimmy Hugo seventh, Rich Chaffee ninth. 1964 silver medalist Billy Kidd from Stowe, Vermont, fell in the first run, didn't finish. Elsewhere in the Olympics, Russia beat Canada 5-0. In hockey, Czechoslovakia 2, Sweden 2, USA 1, Finland 1. As a result of these results, Russia won the gold medal, Czechoslovakia the silver, and Canada the bronze. The United States finished 6th, its poorest in Olympic history. In the four-man bobsleds, Italy turned out to be the winner with Eugenio Monti, the driver. United States sleds took 10th and 15th. Norway's Olli Elfsæter won the 50-kilometer cross-country marathon ski event, and the 10,000-meter speed skating title went to Sweden's Johnny Hägglund. For those of you, by the way, who've been anxiously awaiting the results of the Winter Olympic sex check, breathe easy. All the girls are girls. It was announced today that every one of the 50 girls tested at random passed with flying colors. What else would you expect in France? P.S. All the men tested for dope also passed. This is true. Horse racing at Hialeah, the $143,000 Widener handicap, won by 49-1 shot, Sette Bello. Bold hour and favorable turn finished in a dead heat for second. I guess, Ted, they passed their saliva tests. Track and field in Moscow. American sprinters Billy Gaines and Barbara Farrell set indoor world records for the 50-meter dash. Gaines clocked 5-4 for a men's record. Miss Farrell six seconds flat for the women's mark. In college basketball, Vanderbilt upset Tennessee 75-63. Texas Christian 73, Texas Tech 55, Penn State 87, Colgate 72. And that, Ted, is the latest sports news.
Okay, Mel. You'll be hearing more from Mel Allen on Monitor tomorrow. We'll have a look at another sport, automobile racing, right after Matt Monroe sings.
to me, Polly, while you can. You're a pretty Polly, ask any man. Soon you will awake and you want to take the world. That's when I'll lose you, wide-eyed pretty Polly. Soon you'll be worldly pretty Polly, for all to see. Youth lasts for a moment, hold on to that moment. Spend your moment close to me. Pretty Polly, when you fly, ride your rainbow Polly across the sky. One day you'll be going, I know you'll be going, when the face of love appears. But I would love you, Polly, to stay pretty Polly for another 100 years.
Now, a report on the exciting sport of automobile racing. Here from New York is World of Wheels with Keith Jackson.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson with Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's new charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Since last May 30th, when Parnella Jones nearly captured the 51st running of the Indianapolis 500 in that now famous, or if you like, infamous, turbine car, interest in this new type racing machine has grown rather rapidly. Others expected to arrive at Indy with some kind of turbine-powered vehicle this year. And now the road course Grand Prix circuit comes to turbine country. The Howmet TX is the first one. A couple of weekends back at Daytona's 24-hour endurance race, the TX made quite a run of it until an unforeseen meeting with a wall put it out. Ray Heppenstall, project engineer on the car for the Howmet people, as well as one of the drivers, was in New York this week. I talked with Ray about the car, asked him to compare the TX with Andy Granatelli's turbine.
It's got four wheels on the turbine engine. I think that's about where the similarity ends. Ours is a less sophisticated chassis design than Mr. Granatelli's, but a much more applicable and sophisticated controls interpretation than Mr. Granatelli's.
The appearance of the TX at Daytona was its maiden voyage in competition, and though it did not last the 24 hours, no one at Howmet complained.
We were very satisfied with our performance there. The car proved itself to be the most stable car in a racetrack, the finest braking car in a racetrack, and a truly potential winner, which was very gratifying to us in our first time out.
The TX is scheduled to run Sebring, Brands Hatch, Le Mans, and Watkins Glen. It'll be interesting to follow its progress through the season. And as for the charge that turbine cars are too quiet to be exciting competitors, Ray Heppenstall says this.
It's really the noise that bothers them. We can always put a stereo in the back and play a record of Wing Ding Pop Pop if that's what they want.
And with violins, it'd be great. Race drivers are always on the lookout for any sign that their cars are not giving top performance. It's also a good idea for you to keep an eye on the performance of your car, too. For instance, is your engine using oil or losing power, or both? Chances are, when you have one problem, you have the other. They're usually symptoms of the same thing, engine wear? Well, there is something you can do about this. Add a can of Winds Charge to your car's crankcase. Winds Charge checks engine wear, stops oil burning, stops exhaust smoking, brings back lost compression, brings back lost power. So don't drive a car that's wasting oil. Don't drive a car that's lost all of its pep and power. Just pull into your service station and ask the man to add a can of Winds Charge. Winds Charge gives your car total power, keeps it running strong. So to get a charge out of your car, put one in. Winds Charge. Other people came away from those 24 hours of endurance racing at Daytona quite happy, like the Porsche people, finishing 1, 2, 3, all in the same lap. But another success story was written, one not quite as dramatic, perhaps, but still one with a great deal of substance. The race marked the return to serious competition for the first time since the early 50s of Alfa Romeo. World champions a decade ago, factory participation had been nil of late until Daytona. Three of the four Alfa Romeo cars lasted the 24 hours, finishing 5th, 7th, and 8th. And Dan Black, the competition coordinator, sums up the factory feeling this way.
Well, we're quite proud of the results, considering that the cars were basically unproven and that we were going against the competition with a 2-liter motor. We were quite pleased with the results, considering that our prime reason for being at Daytona was to carry out some engineering studies rather than to race.
Coming off the results at Daytona, we can look, I think, for Alfa cars at Sebring for the 12-hour endurance race, and if history does repeat itself, as they say, an old competitor is back with new vigor. And that wraps it for this edition of Wynn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wynn's Famous Friction Proofing, Wynn's New Charge, and the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in New York, reporting for Monitor Sports.
Tomorrow at the same time, World of Wheels will be presented again. From Moulin Rouge, Bob Crew Generation. Ted Steele here reminding you that Monitor will continue right after NBC News on the Hour. Coming up next.
The winners take the station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. The winners behind, there's still lots more time.
This is Lee Leonard inviting you to join me weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. on WNBC. We'll discuss politics, show business, General de Gaulle, and many other far-out things. So listen to and call me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 11 till 2, right here on WNBC Radio.
Hi, folks, this is Obie Benson of the Four Tops. And this is Larry Payton, also of the Four Tops. And we're here right now to bring you some good news about a great place, your YMCA. That's where you'll find fun fitness for the whole family. If you're nervous, you can just wash away your worries in your YMCA swimming pool. That's right, you can relax and keep fit, because swimming is a great all-year-round body condition. There's plenty more at the Y for you. Call your YMCA and find out all about it. Do it now, huh?
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC AM and FM New York.